You've chosen a podcast from Low Moon Origins. Enjoy.
And it's just those three engaging your...
Correct. The other two are standing guard, essentially.
Did I know if Ryan was behind me?
No.
Okay. So
as far as you know, it's just the two of you.
Well, let's start with the Hail Mary, and nothing's aware of me in there, right?
I mean, they can probably see you plain as day. They're not doing anything about it, but they can probably see you standing on the ceiling. You're not invisible or anything. They're looking down the hallway.
Nobody ever looks up.
Well, up is a relative term when you're 80 feet away. It's like they're looking down the hallway. From your perspective, your head is like a foot from the floor.
So just to be clear, cold monster can affect up to 1 to 4 creatures. The more creatures, the better save. Their save.
Yeah.
3 to 4 creatures is normal.
I mean, there's a big penalty on it.
If it's 2, they get a -1. If it's 1 creature, it gets a -3.
Yeah, no, the save is normal if you hit 4, but their save is worse if you only target 1.
Yeah. What do you reckon
an
Avalanche save versus dollars?
Very, very good.
Okay.
Let's, 25%
chance to fail.
Target only hit.
How long does it last? It's at least minutes, right?
Yeah, at least rounds.
Plug right here, depending on how long it is.
And rounds per level might be enough. It's definitely
old,
enough.
Old person is rounds per level.
Don't worry about it.
Not sure if it's the same, but... I imagine it is.
1 round per level.
So that'd be 11 minutes.
Okay.
I'll cast Cold Monster, targeting the 3 guys in front of Millie, and
Might as well. Kitchen sink, bruh.
Can always roll a 1.
I don't know how.
Are you saying just do it on the apple?
Yeah.
Really?
Okay. Yep. I'll just do it on the apple.
Steve has said.
Okay.
I mean. The 3 and
the 3 and the other one? I guess it's not much difference between...
I mean, I'd rather... I think the Aboleth is a 4th versus one of the 2 guys that's doing nothing.
Yeah, let's do it.
There are some things that
work better. The thing is, if you only do the Aboleth, it's a -3, it's a 15% chance by itself.
Which is a better... Yeah.
You're at a minimum of a 20% chance of actually holding.
That's better.
If you hold it, it's dead.
But I have a second one.
Like, that's 11.
Has to do with the amount of power.
It's 11 assassination attempts.
Like, you're not supposed to use it.
But this will also let me know if... Maybe let me know if magic affects it, too.
Yeah. It's actually not even...
Just tell me what you're talking about. All 4?
Yeah, these 3 guys and the Avalon.
Okay.
We've got...
All right.
So, nothing else.
I'm going to have them attack. Your initiative was 4, right? So it's going to go off the end of 5. So it's still going to go off the end of the round. It's 5 seconds fast. So, all right. So on Millie, she's dodging everything.
Yeah. Sorry, Millie.
1 would hit. And I just use this. She dodged. This one. 1 would hit. Cocked. She dodged. Wait, hold on. -2. No, she did not dodge. Because she's got a -2. That was her second attack. She's getting hit once. For 11 points. Ouch. Okay. Both missed. The Aboleth. Okay, so his initiative. He's going to get all of his attacks before the spell goes off. So. 2 natural 20s. 3 natural 20s.
He's using them all now.
3 natural 20s. Oh my goodness. Okay. She needs those for saves. I'll see if she can roll some natural 20s. She's getting 4 times. She's getting hit 4 times. Saved. Okay, she's at -6.
He's using all the natural 20s for the attacks, not the save.
Failed. And failed. So she's getting hit twice. Oh, she's got 4. And failed. She's getting hit 3 times. Oof. I forgot how much the damage is. Really, I wasn't really intended for him to be in melee that much. It's kind of scary. Oh, jeez, I forgot about that. Okay.
It's on that one. Whatever you rather.
Okay, so what happens is the she got hit by the creatures twice. She got hit by the aboleth.
Three times.
And then you see that like she's covered in the same yellowish brown mucus slime stuff that the creatures are, and she sags back against the wall. She is not unconscious, but she looks like she's gasping for air. And then like you see that she like flops over in the water face down. Okay. At which point in time the creatures turn to start to move away from her, and your spell goes off.
Okay.
Okay. All right. Some cool magical sound effect.
Is this in the other room?
Yeah. Yeah.
So they got.
We don't see anything
on this. This
way. Actually, happening what?
Here we go.
In line with our other round.
Yep. Yeah. We're not up to where the party's actually at. We're catching up fast, though. Okay. None of them are held.
Okay.
All right. At which point in time?
Sounds like just my luck.
Ryan. So, roll initiative and minus two total.
So three.
Okay. Roll initiative for yourself.
Stun him. Nine.
Right, so you are coming up behind Ren in the hallway. I assume you've looked at the map up here.
Okay. There are
five monster baddies protecting the aboleth, and Millie just went down.
We're going to some water.
Into the water.
Okay.
Okay.
And Ren's on the
floor. How quickly does it take the cast dimension door?
4 seconds. Okay. And we rolled initiative.
Mm-hmm. I have three.
All right. In missile fire, the water from here surges up, and it's 4 feet high or more, and rolling toward the hall. And you're still standing on the ceiling. You see what to you amounts to, you know, a wave coming toward you. That's probably a 4 or 5 foot high wave.
Could I beat it and go like around the corner to the tunnel? Or?
I mean, it's coming. This is the room. It's going to fill the whole room and then go into the hallway. So eventually it's going to go down that way. But there is a T, so it probably won't go to where the party's at. Yeah. Unless it fills that whole area.
I think it's more dangerous to go into the room. Or
so I go in 9, and I'm trying to plot this out in my head. If I wanted to run over the ceiling, drop down, grab Millie, get over to like a wall or something and get her like out of the room, is that possible? Like maybe using the wave?
I mean, so you could easily get to her. They can't do anything about it. The creature could, but they can't reach you.
Okay.
It's a 20-foot high ceiling, so like even with their weapons, they can't reach you. Unless you reach down toward them as well, then you could hit weapons, but okay. But the creature is floating at 10 feet off the floor. So his tentacles will reach the floor or the ceiling easily. So by the time if you like ran over there, you're talking maybe 2 segments, run over down the wall, so you'd be back at her in like 6 or 7. You snatch her up and go back up the wall, probably in there somewhere the creature's gonna start attacking you.
Yeah, like I'm just gonna run out as fast as I can, like on the wall.
Yeah. So, like, if you just went like this.
Yeah.
Basically. Yeah. So it's probably depends on its initiative. It's gonna attack you, or it's not. Depends how fast it's moving. They seem to move pretty quick.
Okay.
So it's probably going to be attacking you while you're on your way out. You can take a full defensive, but once you're carrying her, your chance to dodge would be at least -4. Because you'd be fully dodging, so you could dodge every attack, but you'd be carrying her, so you can't, like, spring and roll and fall down and the things you would normally do.
Okay, that's what I'm going to try to do. Okay.
All right, so you're starting at 9. Are you with me? What's your initiative?
3.
Okay,
I can shoot missile fire though.
Okay.
I'll shoot that with missile fire.
It's a blaster?
Yeah.
Okay, go for it.
Brian's not in here, right? Like, I'm not aware of Brian.
He's out in the hallway. You don't even know he's there until he shoots. Okay, so range is medium, so it's -2 to hit.
Okay, so like -6.
AC -6?
Yeah.
Is a hit? Are you shooting the Aboleth or one of the creatures?
Aboleth.
Okay, is a hit. It does not disappear. Surprise!
Oh, it's where'd that
real?
Also, oh good, something made contact with it. Oh wait, I wasn't aware of the illusion before. Never mind. I was busy with the other stuff.
Okay. So the blast comes in, it hits the creature, explodes in energy and light on the surface of it. It kind of recoils like, what is that? Okay. Okay, in response to that, then actually in missile fire, because it does have an instantaneous action, is going to attempt to dominate you. So roll save throw versus spell.
I failed. I rolled a 2. Yeah.
Your jaw goes slack, and you realize that you probably should not be attacking your master. So, you retain enough of your own will that you cannot be used to fight against your companions. But you will not continue to attack him either. So you're going to move forward because you figure, I mean, you two things. So one, you realize that he's probably leaving shortly. And you get this impending sense that you don't want to be left behind. So you need to advance so that when he withdraws into the water, you can go with him.
Yeah.
Okay. Yay!
So you'll be going around. And the creatures will ignore you because they see that you're
He's
dominated.
He's the green one.
Oops, sorry.
That's okay.
Every time I die, because I roll bad. Every time. I have not
that
died.
Is generally how this game goes.
Sometimes you just hit me and kill me. That doesn't work. Every time I die, it's because I roll bad.
Well... But with you,
I'm talking about
Deer
Mood.
Okay, yeah.
All right, Josh. You're ready to erase that battle pipe off the character sheet.
And the true form amulet.
And that, too.
Okay.
This is what I get for being nice.
All right, that was all on Missile Fire. So we're melee 9.
Just don't give it to weak one fool.
Right?
Weak one fool.
Orbit 8.
Orbit 8.
That's melee 7. You're arriving.
I just make characters that don't worry about dice at all.
Very melee 6, you have melee.
An illusionist.
Yep.
Okay, so two things. Roll a d20 real quick. One's an observation. Natural 20. You're not feeling very observant. Let me see if I can help you out with that. Nope,
what?
It's your roll, sorry.
Nope, focus on Millie.
All right, so you snatch Millie up out of the water. She's alive. She's like gasping for air. And
I'll try to, if I have a spare moment, like once I get on the wall or whatever, I'll try to clear her airways.
You'll be busy dodging attacks, probably.
Yeah, I'm not dodging attacks.
Yeah. So you pick her up, and you do notice that she does have that kind of yellowish, mucusy slime on her face and neck and upper body. And she feels a little bit like that even on her clothes. And then, as I said, you hear her gasping for air. Okay, and then you're up. The two of you are up on the wall, and you start to move. The creature then attacks.
I'm gonna have to roll this.
Only twice.
I want to have. She'll probably roll now.
Imagine
hit once for sure. I'm gonna miss one.
He's rolling fireball damage.
So what is your AC? Negative.
-2, but with the cloak of protection,
another 2. So -4.
I was gonna use it for transfer roll.
He's gonna, so
yeah, but you can start using this.
I'm gonna give him plus two because you're basically running away from him. It doesn't matter, he still misses the second attack. So he only hit once.
Or
16.
Okay. Something like a lot of percentile rolls. Because you need to roll twice for percentile.
Oh, yeah, you can dodge that, but you're at minus four on your chance. Okay. You're only dodging.
I was going to say, she started a cognitive and ended a cognitive before the
city stopped rolling.
That's
pretty
good. That's a little brother.
Eight.
So you made it, so you don't take the damage.
That's before the
arrow thing. Yeah, there's a little arrow.
So basically, it's tentacles strike, and the pointed end, they strike the wall very close to you, and then one strikes like just behind your head, you hear it hit the rock, and there's a little bit of that yellowish mucus stuff that slings off of it as it strikes, but you're not hit.
Okay.
Yeah,
once I get out of range, I start trying to
clear away. So out of range is going to be pretty far back this way.
And then I see Brian, I'm like, okay, good, he's going to go attack the... What is he doing? Son of a
gun. Wait.
Yes. Okay. Six. That's not six. I don't know.
Wait.
Six, wait. Going to five.
Sudden dark ambient coming in soon.
Yep. He's one whole round. He's one whole round behind Ryan.
Ryan, what are you doing?
Four.
Helping.
Two fours. Wow.
Helping my master.
Okay.
Okay.
Why'd you do that?
Okay, so are you, like, they are moving toward where you are. Are you stopping here to try to clear her airways?
I'm trying to do it as I'm running, if I can.
Okay, so we're going to assume, basically, you made it to the wall here, and you can roll, I'll give you a healing roll at minus four on your chance.
Okay. Two.
Okay, so... The good news is you feel like you've cleared her airways. The bad news is you've assessed that the stuff, the right yellowish there. Brown mucus stuff, is literally inside her throat and nose. It's in her ears, it's in her eyes, whatever. And she is gasping like she cannot breathe. She's not getting any air. Even though her moat, now they're cleared, like you put your finger almost all the way in her throat to the gag reflex, but there's stuff inside, like you feel it inside there, like you feel it on the back of her tongue.
You have the dropsies of it.
Etc.
Well, the problem is...
Okay, hold on 1 second. And she is conscious, and so she kind of raspingly says, "Put it down! Put it down! Put it down!"
So
if you
grab anywhere up there,
I'm using a gravel thing.
Can't just adhere her to the wall or anything, can I?
Put me down! Okay, and now we'll go to the end of the round.
We may not
have okay, Dorkian. Flying in along the roof of the hallway.
You're right, it doesn't spin.
So ahead of you, down the hall, you see the Aboleth surrounded by some attendants. And
Ryan
has taken his place next to the Aboleth and is standing guard with his blaster staff.
Oh, crying out loud, Ryan.
Dominated!
No.
No.
You cannot be willed to attack your party members. The domination is not strong enough.
But can he just shoot him anyway, since that... He's been having a complex about getting hit with that force blast.
True. You feel confident that he's going to blow you up.
He kept saying it repeatedly.
Okay, so your current range is 100, which would be 10 inches.
It does track with my character to do that, actually, like roleplay-wise, considering the circumstance.
The power is limited. Can I make you attack your allies? So in your mind, you can tell the contradiction. Like, you realize that you're part of, you're friends with the Aboleth, but you're not enemies to Ryan.
Right, but he could just play it off like the Aboleth made me do it, bro.
Yeah, I mean,
I had to shoot you.
Yes, except that right now it would appear that Dorkian is at least 50% of his only chance to survive this encounter. So if he kills Dorkian, he dies, or at least becomes a permanent Aboleth slave, which is almost as bad as death or worse.
He might.
Look at it this way. You're still our friend, but you're like, this is useless. I just need to go with this
what
guy.
What do I think would happen if I tried to charm
him? I mean, he is true neutral.
Charm the Aboleth?
No, yeah. Charm Ryan.
Oh.
I can't make him kill his friend? This is weird.
I don't know. I think he'd be charmed but still dominated.
Yeah, that's my thing.
He'd be charmed.
You don't really know what's affecting him. So if you think he's charmed, then you could dispel magic on him. But you don't dispel magic. We already covered that today. So I think the best move here would be to kill the Aboleth as quickly as possible. That's
okay,
what I think.
I will force ball the Aboleth.
Okay.
Oh.
I will exclude Ryan.
Yeah, you excluded him last time and hit him.
Assuming he is a friend.
Assuming he's a
the
friend.
Spell excludes him. You don't exclude him per se.
Yeah, you
otherwise, friend. You'd have to track every single one of your friends. It's selected enemy, not enemy.
Oh, so it's not that Darkian doesn't like him. Magic just doesn't. Yes.
The force ball was having a difficulty trouble, of dude. Determining what okay, side he was on. That's why you almost got fried the first
well,
time.
Well, if you weren't so weak,
oh, in fairness. You might have like a run through. You would have been
on the suit. Because what? In fairness, it happened to me too.
She wouldn't have
been
affected at all.
Don't figure
it out.
Not today. Previously.
All of you would have failed on the 2-butter.
Which means you know why it happens, if you think it through. Josh can figure out why. Brad can't, because that would be a huge leap. But you can figure out why it happened to Brian, if you just know what is the same between you and him.
Relax, bro.
Okay. All right, so we're going to do one round here.
Does the amulet thing do, like, non-detection?
Roll your initiative, sir.
I already did.
Okay, very good. Okay, they are coming out to try to kill you.
Ren
and Millie.
Because Ren was also
she's croaking, or she's done croaking now because she ran out of air. Why is this person here?
Actually, yeah.
That's weird.
You used Leon.
Yeah, I accidentally used Leon's mini as the bad guy.
Oh no! Is there that foreshadowing?
No, I hope not.
Ron's got the evil look.
You do not want the specialized bowman art ranger to be dominated.
No, we do not.
Because I will shoot my friends.
I have teleport. Who's with me?
Not supposed to fight his friends. So.
I've shot my friends and not been dominated.
All right, they're coming after you. She's not croaking out or anything. It's like she ran out of air. So what do you want to do?
Don't make me disintegrate your boat.
Did she say something about
no, don't make me disintegrate like, my boat, dude.
All she said was put me down 3 times, and then she ran out of air.
Does it look like she's dominated too?
I mean, other than the fact that she's covered with slime like the guys are, they're all covered with the same slime that she is.
Well, Dorking's flying, so.
You did see that they left her alone when she was down in the water and clearly not
Tommy,
dead.
Look
they
it
stopped
up
attacking her.
Yeah, and they weren't attacking Ryan either, so.
Which I was telling you,
I'm going to take her further out.
Okay. You're going to try to run. They're going to try to get you. What's your initiative?
Nine.
Looks fair.
I might not have rolled this time.
Six.
Oh, don't shine it through that.
I'm going to say one of them is going to take a swat at you. The natural 20.
Sorry.
I can't think.
What happened?
It's supposed to go over there. It was not my fault. He was aiming it.
Stop using it.
What happened?
He's playing with the laser
lasers around the photosensitive guy.
Tommy held the thing up. And I like pointed the laser at it, and then he held it there. So I pressed the button, and he aimed it at Josh.
Don't do that.
I was just trying to shine.
Children. Okay.
That's why we don't give laser pointers to children.
I'm not a child. I'm an adult.
Physically, I'm
an adult.
Oh my child.
I can own a gun.
That makes you childish. That's what that makes you. It's not better. It's better to be a child and be childish than it is to be an adult and be childish.
That means we can fight as adults.
That's true. Not for a good thing, though. Okay, anyway, so you're being hit. You need to roll your save. And you're at -4 because you're carrying a body.
I'm
fine. And you failed. So you're being hit by one of the baddies.
The
federal, yeah.
Yeah. So you should be hit for max damage, 12 points.
All right.
I think it's funny. Yeah. I rolled a 1 on all of the dice, guys. All of them.
And then you will clear
doesn't matter which
away
one.
From that.
An 8, a 6, and a 4.
They all line up on the other side?
No, probably not.
Okay.
It's the other side. It's the 20.
That company used to sell
1, 9, 1.
So the only way he has to reach Dorkian is to try to dominate him? So you can roll a d20, sir.
Do I have resistance from being an elf?
I don't think so. It's charm, hold. I don't think dominate is included.
I rolled a 19.
No problem. So you are not dominated. The force ball goes off.
If you don't want to miss any of the story, Low Moon Origins, Uprising, or Outsiders, like and follow our podcast. Please share it with friends.
Roll your damage.
First, I get to try to double the damage effect. I did so. I rolled a 7.
Let's see.
7, 6, 7.
Okay. So 49. 1 off 50. That's
that's.
It's okay.
How deep is the hole? Water in the hole? All the
Once the wave passes, it'll be about a foot deep.
85 points.
I can't do CPR in that.
Can't do what?
I can't do CPR in that.
Dodge. No, probably not.
Well, nope, you're just going to kill me.
Do you want to use the
sword? Take the boots of slipper climb, put them on her feet. Or spider climb, put them on her feet. Put her feet on the wall. Push her up against the wall. And then just CPR. You're like vertical CPR.
But then I can't.
How much damage are you doing?
85
points.
85 points, that's a lot.
Yeah, mm-hmm. I doubled my flat bonus. And
okay.
Roll this manipulating roll.
Fine, I'll roll this then.
Can you use CPR on somebody?
I'm dead.
That's just cheating.
That's what?
Vertically
pressing their way, chest, so yes. One,
I would assume so.
It's similar to the Heimlich,
safe
right?
Safe for the long-term
it says
well,
class
I guess it's not really stick.
Well, on the thing in the implant, it says class one.
You're purely trying to compress
the Chinese
compress their heart, so they need to be up against the heart
class
surface.
Class two is
you could do it a
quarter second
wall,
as long as you blink
into
it.
I guess, actually, no, I think the Heimlich would probably, because I'm trying to get this stuff out of the
miners are prohibited.
That's different.
Yeah, all right, you have to test it now.
I am not a miner.
All you need to do is have to be
Yeah.
Quarter second.
Train squeezer.
Miner.
Squeeze your
also,
stomach.
I probably didn't want to drew my glasses.
No.
Enhance it.
Okay, so the force ball goes off. Ba-boom. I guess we need that sound.
Where's
that?
Here we go.
Right here, this one.
That's how superheroes are made.
Is that it?
Okay, the creature is obviously damaged, and it howls a silent howl, like, but it is not destroyed.
What about its friends?
Yeah, I'll check that. Okay, so
do they survive the 43?
Is that what you did? What is it again?
I did 85.
Oh.
85. The staff adds 2 for every 5 points I roll. I can double that with the non-weapon I have, and I rolled a 49.
Okay.
It was almost 89.
The 3 closest guys were killed. All the others had moved out of reach of the force ball.
Does Ryan need to roll?
Okay, so...
He's still
there. So it is...
Can you just do non-lethal damage, sure?
Non-lethal, no.
Subdual damage? Subdual force?
The
force ball.
Ryan does not take any damage.
Not my fault.
Actually, that would have been. Because you did
not.
All right.
Because as far as I'm aware, you're my friend.
After the force ball goes off, another wave of surge comes forward. This one's more like 6 feet high, and the aboleth turns and is leaving in the water.
Am I going to have time to get another force ball off?
Not before it goes underwater. Which, unfortunately, force ball cannot be cast underwater.
That's what melee only?
Okay, so that is how much they were ahead right there. So now we're back to regular time. Okay? You have moved out into the hallway.
So,
I mean, you probably had like 30 seconds. I mean, no, not really. By the time you are dealing with Millie and you look back, it's already gone. You hear the explosion, you look, it's gone.
Yes, and this is like never ending at this point.
I'll try to...
When all I gotta do is touch the stupid thing, potentially.
Try to give her air, basically. Like,
Okay. Yeah. Doesn't appear to be working.
Give her the high
move. Don't force them to be precise.
Nope. Roll a healing again.
Was it 6-7?
Okay. All right. So the wave, the new wave, passes through, and the two of you get hit by it somewhat, and she seems to get some relief from it.
Okay.
But now that we drove it away.
Let's see, I'm gonna contract. No. She tries, but it's like sputters, like.
Can I read her lips?
I mean, if you tell her to mouth the words.
Like sound it out.
Okay. Alright, so she says, roll a d20. See if you don't read lips, right?
No,
officially, no official reading lips. That's your role, unfortunately. Okay.
Of course.
You get the impression that she's saying something about water, like put me in the water.
Do you breathe water now? Yes or no?
Well, you could put her in the water and find out. She's clearly not breathing right now. There's no, it can't hurt her to put her underwater. She can't breathe right now.
You're okay. Killing her basically by not putting her in the water.
Right. So you put her in the water and she can breathe. But she has to stay in the water.
Okay. How do we fix this?
Okay. So we are now all at the same time. Bear in mind, Ryan, you have not actually left with the Aboleth yet, but you want to. Okay? So we're going to need to roll. Everyone can roll initiative across the board because we're all at the same time now.
I failed an initiative again.
Initiative?
Yeah.
Okay.
Targeting the mucus in her?
No.
Dimension door the mucus on her?
Seems unlikely. Who am I missing? Iphis.
Mine did get it better.
What's up, Sam? Mara. I think I got everybody. All right. Any missile fire? Yes, Leon should have missile fire now, right?
Yeah, I said I'm on the roof.
Above them?
Yeah.
Yep.
Oh, yeah, actually, you said I'm probably able to get shoot melee instead of.
Right. Okay. So we'll go in your initiative. That's right. Because you were switching weapons. All right. Any other missile fire? You could do a druidic spell if you have something.
Can I throw? Am I close enough to throw
no.
at the aboleth?
No.
No, the aboleth is in a completely different room. Yeah.
Yeah.
This is happening over here.
Yeah. It's basically like right here. Okay. So we're in melee then.
This one's tender.
No water splashes up this round. 9, other than the surges.
Okay, so I am in 9.
Okay. So you're in 9. You are floating in the hallway. There are two guys coming towards you. In theory, if you stay way up at the ceiling, they can't reach you.
Yeah.
Actually, you know what? I take that back. You don't know for sure if they're coming towards you or not yet. Okay. They're just standing there.
Okay. Does magic feel normal here?
No, not normal. Besides, you're closed down, so you'd have to open up to check, and it's not like instantaneous. It takes a second. So you want to open up to check and see?
I'm going to... I just don't know how low the aboleth is, because I could magic missile it.
You can't magic missile it because you can't see it. Magic missile only strikes targets that you
oh,
can see.
Oh, it already disappeared?
It went underwater, yeah.
That's probably a lost cause.
Yep, that was my whole sentence.
You got a spare 10 minutes? I'll open up to check the magic here.
You can limit wish for part water. That's far best.
Okay, roll, transfer roll.
I wish part water.
Got a limited wish for wish.
Next up, part?
6.
Yeah.
them. See, ask nicely.
Anybody else got 9 while we're at this?
Negative.
8. What was the roll?
6.
Okay, so where you are, magic feels like relatively plentiful, tiny and fragmented pieces.
So how would that affect transferring?
It should only do so like a little bit negatively.
Okay.
Mind you, if you don't act quickly, the creature is probably very fast underwater, most likely. It's going to get really fast away, and or you could lose Ryan if Ryan... Ryan definitely looks like he's considering leaving with the creature.
What's going on, like, willing to die for it?
He's putting his swim cap on.
No.
I can't breathe underwater.
Or will you be able to? That's the question.
Master will save you.
I have a question. Or just
yeah. Question.
We haven't seen any other rooms, any indication that we're above ground or below ground or anything? Are there windows?
There have been no windows. You feel like you're underground. It feels very undergroundish.
Okay, Dorkin's going to transfer.
Though constructed, like brick and mortar.
2 okay. Seconds and a third to a 7.
Okay. So you get an additional -2 from the environmental effect.
-3.
Okay. No problem. So you make the transfer.
Limited wish. I am casting it.
That, you have a slot in memory for that? You don't have an open slot to put it in, right? Like you can't right. Normally memorize it.
Right.
So you're cast to your transferring to a spell that it, I understand, but you're also transferring to a spell that is technically above the level that you can cast,
correct.
Which means there is a that possibility of backfire as well.
Okay.
So you make the transfer, you turn it into it, you go to cast it, and as far as you know, you're casting Limited Wish because you don't actually have the way to put the pattern in your head to check and see if it's the right thing.
Okay.
Roll a d6.
6.
Okay, so it does not backfire, it goes off as a Limited Wish.
Cool. I have this slot in my head. No, I don't. Give me a second while I get these spells.
Check out Things Were Different Back Then, the origin story of Lord Victor, told from a certain point of view.
Okay, so I rolled a d6. I rolled a 5. I wish my spells return to memory.
Okay, so that has happened.
Spell save. How's a 19?
It's usually going to make it.
Okay. Off she goes again. I roll a d6. I rolled a 2.
You crap. Quarter notes like this, I'm going to turn into a song.
Are you damaged?
No.
Ryan Uncharmed.
Ryan Uncharmed.
Sure. Yeah. I wish Ryan Undominated.
Okay.
It's
it works, but the spell does not come back.
I should have done Ryan Dispelled.
Okay. You are no longer mentally affected by...
My third limited wish was going to be to bring the Aboleth back.
Oh, boy. I wish Aboleth here.
Well, that's the thing. I didn't want to do it with 2 words, because Aboleth here, I'm going to grab an Aboleth.
Could be any old Aboleth.
Now we have 2.
Or all the Aboleth. What's the plural for Aboleth?
Aboleths.
The whole room is filled.
Are you sure? It's not like moose?
I'm fairly confident.
There's a whole article online about that, what the plural of Aboleth is.
Oh, really?
Yeah. Is it Aboleth or Aboleth?
Oh, that's not
good. I wish moose here. All the moose come here.
Okay. Anyway,
I
Ryan
think
is...
she meant touch the big cupcake. It's a small one. No, like he touched the candy on top of the cupcake.
Oh.
So because
he was thinking about stealing the candy to put on his tiny little cupcake.
His fingers were on that cupcake there.
So the limited wish never technically entered my
head. So that one belongs to your family at some point. Remember which one it is.
It's the only one left.
Oh, okay.
It's the only big one left.
These are
remember.
It's also gluten-free.
Is it really?
Or just pull the candy off the top.
The ones that have controllers on them are gluten-free.
Oh, I didn't know that.
Or just pull the controller off because that's what you touch.
Yeah, you can do that. Use a baby wipe on it. Or hand sanitizer.
Pretty sure that would alter the taste.
Eight. Mealy, eight. Mealy, seven. Come on.
I go in six.
So we're all just standing.
I don't even know where I'm at in this. Because I didn't get a round
this,
to act.
That's right. You're going to show up this round. I forgot. You're over here. So in six. All right. So you are in the hallway approaching. You see Dorkin flying near the ceiling. You see Ren. You see Millie in the water. Mm-hmm. Ren has her. It's all in the hallway.
She
you see two guys here. And actually, they're in six. So you see them turn, and they are attempting to leave.
Blast them!
What's the reason why was bad was
Heronius. Heronius.
Where's Heronius?
He got hit by something and turned into a ball of light and went through the portal we came through. So something dismissed him, most likely.
Of course.
What was in this room?
You were thinking you get it 5 out of 6 times. That's huge.
Ryan is aware of this conversation taking place.
The Abelisk was ahead.
Dorkin is aware of this conversation taking place.
Left.
Wonderful. I love how we work together as a team. So...
seems like he doesn't want to fight us head on regardless, so...
Well, they just ate 85 points, so it's not going to stay.
But if we run into it... if we have to run into it again, we have to hit it hard and directly.
We're not in combat anymore?
No, we're still fighting. I'm running into the room.
Just got there. Her initiative is 8.
They all left.
I'm running into the room.
We're completely running.
Yep.
Can help the others, or... since we have a way to pursue it.
Six. I'm sorry, your initiative was 6, right?
Yep.
Yes. Were there any other 6s first?
Do we have a way of drawing it out or pursuing it?
No.
No, I'm not personally there.
I know, I'm not here.
So he's, Ryan is saying, do we have a way to pursue it?
Ryan's going
to
get a response, so he's just going to run down the hallway.
What was the last thing?
He's going to do what?
He's just going to run down the hallway. And
go back to where the other group is?
Yeah.
Okay. Can you see?
No one tells me either.
Ren is holding Millie in the water. He's holding her underwater.
Why am I telling you to pay? That's what you said.
I said, why am I telling you?
I'll look at her. Are you going to be okay if I leave you here?
He's got his medical license. I'm sure he knows what he's doing.
I think that's,
you pull her up out of the water long enough for her to spire some kind of response.
Oh, I'm sure she can nod yes or no from under the water.
Well, she can, but whether you can see the nod or not, I mean, that's pretty...
Oh, is the water like super brackish?
Not super brackish, but it's
check for leeches.
Darkish. Okay, it's not clear.
They're not leeches.
Soaked water.
You know, we're having a conversation. I'll do what I need to be able to communicate with her.
Okay. So you pull her up long enough, and she says, I'm okay.
Guess what? I get to do this.
She goes back in the water.
You're not looking to follow the Abelisk, are you? Okay.
I was considering doing something else.
What happened to the other guys that were in the Abelisk chamber? Are they still there?
These two guys? All these got killed. They're now flying toward the water.
So they're not going to bother Millie, it looks like.
There's no one out there to mess with her.
Okay.
We were in initiative 6 is where we're actually at. So.
Yeah. I don't think anybody else has 6.
All right, where do you think it's going to come back to?
That's not the problem.
I don't know.
Burning your eye.
I don't have an answer for it.
Initiative 5.
Yo.
Okay.
Yes.
You've got 2 in front of you, 1 to the left, 1 to the right.
The one in front of me.
You have 5 also around?
Yes.
You go ahead and take 3 shots, 3 separate targets. However you want to do it. You can pretty much target even people that are in melee because there's no chance you'll hit your friends, most likely, because you're up above.
So I'll hit 3 people in melee, you know, 1 arrow each.
Okay. Like in front of Taya?
Huh?
Like in front of Taya? Like here?
Is there 3 that are not in front of Taya or Victor? Because I know they get...
Yes, although not in melee per se. There's only one that's on that line that's actually in melee at the moment. It's on Iphis.
Iphis doesn't care.
Yeah, I'll shoot that one for sure.
She's frustrated as all get out because she's rolled... Or she's tried to hit so many times and actually it's not gone well considering they're not that hard to hit. So... But she's done it. She's been pretty successful in dodging.
Two hits for a total of 23.
Okay, on the same one?
Yeah.
Okay. One gone. Right. So there is an opening, but there are four guys right here, so...
Yep. It's okay, I gotta get through them eventually.
Okay.
And fail.
Back to run into one with my shield.
36.
Okay, you're going to roll your hit. Shield bash.
So four.
And they're going to attack you. All missed. That, there you go. You get that shield bash. That's why I gave it to you, because I knew already they were all going to miss. How are we doing over there, Ron?
Working on it. I hit two. The third one missed. I rolled a one.
That happens. 5% right, chance.
So D6 plus two times two plus two. Alright, so it's D6 plus 2, so 6, plus the arrow, it's the good quality Izzy arrows.
Okay.
So 6 plus the arrow times 2 plus 2.
Bow criticals.
Is that a remarkable 2?
A remarkable 2.
This is such an awesome piece of technology. Then you have to shine a flashlight on.
It's not backlit, so...
Yeah, I know, it's just
If it was backlit, it wouldn't be as easy on your eyes. The whole point is it's supposed
actually,
to be like...
Actually, if it was backlit, it would run out of power a lot sooner.
Yeah. Yeah.
Plus, it's meant to be... It's meant to mimic real paper as much as possible, so...
What kind of
so the fact that you can shine a flashlight on it is actually... It makes it all the more impressive.
And to give you an idea of the power of it, it was dead when I got here. I plugged it in for a minute and a half. It's still running.
If I shut it off in between,
okay. Where are we at?
I usually don't charge it for.
We're in five.
I imagine that the only power ever used is when
it changes.
It's just sitting there. It's not using power.
That's why it's the backlighting is what sucks the power out.
Because yours on airplane mode, so the Wi-Fi is not constantly looking for a signal.
Any other fives? Do we get done fives? How much damage was each one? I'm sorry.
Oh, I'm sorry.
There's two different ones, right?
He killed one.
The first
one. Gave you the map, but he doesn't know the arrow.
Six plus the arrow times two plus three.
Yeah, you said that one was dead.
And then five, seven plus the arrow times two plus two.
Also dead.
Okay. The third one I missed.
It's like his third arrow.
It's more like his fourth.
So the third one, I know the damage already.
Okay, you killed the one in front of Iphis. She advances.
You're welcome.
Okay. What is Taya's initiative?
Two.
Okay, you go ahead and take your attacks down low because they're in five.
17.
With a shield parry missed.
Uh-oh. Only get this damage. Okay. Or you said damage is 13.
Okay.
Looking
object
does not work on people or things or monsters, right?
No. Okay, you are hit once for 8 points.
Does AC 3 hit?
Yes.
17.
Okay. You killed one in front of you.
So the power is unplug it from the thing, it turns off.
Yep, and there you go. Now you know. You only miss on a one.
Really? Right. Yeah. I just had another realization.
Someone's selling this divorce breakup.
Can you make it
bigger?
Initiative four. Ryan has passed them in the hallway and is heading back to where the melee is, so we can put him down here at the corner.
It's just kind of hard to get him to.
Yeah.
Maybe if I'll leave the room, it'll come back up and I'll leave the room.
What are they looking at? I'm still holding to my paper.
Well, they just came out with one of these that's color and backward. So.
Yeah, but it's probably
metal.
Yeah, it's the brand new model. So. I'm assuming this one probably got a little cheap.
I'm perfectly fine with my Google Doc. Google Sheets.
Lego rig.
What I, the main thing I like about this that James told me about when, was the PDFs, like being able to write on PDFs and stuff like that. So.
I can do that on the phone.
You know what?
Okay.
Actually, I can do that on here.
At this point, the water in this area where you guys are fighting has noticeably gone down. So kind of there was a rush that came through, but then since then, like even in the last probably 30 seconds, you've noticed it's gone down by a couple of inches. Okay. And we're in initiative four. Any other fours?
This is Adobe.
Threes. And twos. Okay. I assume you've been advanced. So they've gone into the water.
So you're paying for Adobe?
No. So you're at the edge of the water now.
Adobe doesn't allow you to make changes to PDFs.
It allows me to screen write.
Mine doesn't.
I mean, it's the online version.
Okay. Roll a d20 if you would.
No, I do not have the premium version.
Because the only thing I can do on mine is literally add my signature.
Do you have add-on it or something? Or
really? Need to...
Okay, so I can't actually write. I can just mark, circle, highlight.
It doesn't even mean what it used to mean. PDF doesn't.
Well, we just need to... Somebody needs to make an open source.
I can add text boxes.
The Pro is 620.
I got
it. You need to get adopted.
Yeah. You've advanced as far as the water. What did you want to do that?
I'm contemplating going in the water.
Okay. Oh, I'm sorry, you got an 8 on the d20 I asked you to roll.
Yes.
That's what you're talking about. Okay.
You're right. We need to get rid of every single
one of the charges for regular.
I'm going to text you. Okay. I have my phone.
You are ready. Ish.
Well, my phone is running with a tablet, so.
I keep doing that. I just tried to text it. Yeah, I should save them, put in there. Under there.
But I
under their character days, like
it
text.
The crap out of
be
me.
Awesome.
I can't rotate a PDF and save it, but I can rotate it and view it. But for something as simple as, you know, and as ubiquitous as a PDF, that needs to go away. That
but
that
there are free PDF players out there, they're just not known. So there's
I can't just freehand write, but I can add boxes and circle. And I can add text boxes.
The most common type of bolt.
But if you were to screenshot, you could write on it.
With the smart select stuff.
So you always have one, even though it's 3D.
But it says right here, get a 7-day free trial of premium. I definitely do not have it.
You just have to put in your credit card. Then when you forget, we'll charge you $50 a month.
More than that.
Okay.
Okay. So, and you were leaving her in the water and doing what?
That part I haven't quite figured out.
Molly said
I was talking to Lorelai, trying to figure out.
Well, Lorelai left you as you were dealing with Millie.
I was going to follow Lorelai.
Okay.
She's running to the water.
There you go.
$20 a year. Not far behind us.
I mean, you move a lot faster than I do.
Okay.
I begrudgingly leave Millie in the water.
So you know, you hear his slosh footsteps coming up behind.
I'll get back up on the ceiling.
So you'll have to go all the way to the wall. It's a much, much more circuitous route.
I thought we were going to start in the hallway.
You go up the wall in the hallway, and you go over, up the wall to the ceiling, and you go, up the wall in the hallway.
I thought it was the same height in the room with the water.
Yeah, that's right. Up the wall in the hallway, onto the ceiling, and then you go. So it's still a 20-foot longer path, because you have to go up the wall in the hallway to the ceiling. Okay. It's not much more circuitous, but it is more circuitous.
$30 for a whole year.
It's not like
it's still worth it, yeah.
Much slower than she is.
I don't like her that much.
Sorry for
there's a lot of good program on this.
And you got your text. So you do not hear his footsteps.
Okay. I'm thinking about going in the water.
Okay. Stand there, contemplating.
Thinking about throwing off this cloak and getting in the water.
Okay, so there are the two creatures that are like literally entering the water right in front of you, which will theoretically join into whatever is
going
down
on
below. So that matters.
Actually,
Do they only have
question?
Yes.
If I cast a withdrawal, that kind of stops everything.
No, it's not. It's just a normal attack.
No, she's saying, he's saying if you could get it inside the withdrawal.
Dorkin's in here too, right?
Because she can as get soon it. As you Dorkin's go to make the offensive move, the withdrawal ends.
Right.
So you're still making a normal attack against his normal AC.
Oh, you could get a bonus by lighting it
up. Yeah, if you get behind it or something.
Yeah. Yeah.
But I can't cast withdrawal under the water.
Correct.
And it's about 20 feet down.
Yeah.
Now, can I cast it from...
I mean, it will generally will not go into the water unless you're in the water. It's going to follow the top of the water.
Right, but if I'm in the water, like treading water, whatever, cast it on top of the water, then go down? Or is it just going to go this way?
You probably have to be standing on...
Yeah, like you were standing on the side of the water or standing on the ground.
I'm throwing things here, but...
If you waded in waist deep... Then maybe.
Well, I was thinking about just. Well, either way, yeah.
You have to use your hands to tread water and your hands to cast.
I mean, you kind of.
Sure, you're not neck and
neck. No, it's just only your upper body.
But still. You're not naked when you're wearing a bathing suit.
Not wearing robes. Stuff. You have like your weapons.
Everybody knows if you're wearing robes, you go
so,
into the water
with ropes float up to the top. I don't know you're there unless you're making some presence known if you want to speak to me.
Parachute. What are we gonna do?
Something's happening about 20 feet down. I'm going in there.
In their pants too.
And by now it's probably still.
It's also pretty still. Away from the ground.
I'll go in with you.
That's why they're trying to cut themselves away from the parachute as quickly as possible.
All I have to do is potentially touch it.
When you're underwater, you're in trouble.
And it can be gone.
I'll do what I can to do that.
Okay, let's go.
Same reason.
All right.
Toddler falling into a
so,
pool is very bad.
We're going to see him at the end of the round, essentially. You guys are diving in the water.
Or anybody.
Any ones? Okay.
I was supposed to go in two.
Okay, in two. Sorry. What do you want to do? What do you want to do?
Whack a fool.
I'm just going to cast fly on myself first.
Okay. You can just assume it's done. Nothing stopped you. It would have been nice to have that a while ago. Get up out of the water.
Uh-huh. I had to limited wish my spells back first.
Yeah, it's a pretty big deal.
So,
scram.
All right. We're going to do, because what we have going on, we're going to do a whole round of combat right here and kill off some monsters before we do anything in that other room. Because they're obviously not going to get you that fast. So, James, go ahead. You have three in front of you, actually.
My fly over there.
Okay, three this round or two this round? Of course, none of them look particularly wounded. So
I get two attacks. I'll put them both to the same guy.
It's really nice when you're training
somebody. Taya, same thing. You got two in front of you.
Point at the monitor. You used to have one when I worked at the.
Do you hear me, dear?
No, sorry.
Two in front of you.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
Nice for game.
You can go ahead and make your attacks. You can do two on one guy or one on each. However you want to do it.
Both on
one. I'm gonna be gentle and give her the one that's.
16.
And then they would just have
damage.
The
idea.
Yeah.
How'd you do, James?
16 damage.
Something can show up. Sorry, three hits. And it's 28 points.
It was Dorkin something.
Okay.
She did 32 total.
Okay. They're getting down there in number.
After I cast my spell, can I fly over there and help attack? They probably.
Your spell was last round, so yes, you can attack. You can fly over and attack this round. What was your initiative? This round.
I'm sure he has the same initiative.
Five.
Okay, so you can attack in four. Did you have to fly over there? Yeah, you could go here. Go with Victor, and you could get two.
Yes.
You're liking that whole multi-attack thing now, huh?
I'm going four, right?
You just do it now. It's fine. I'm going to do the attack back on them anyway. So.
Nine.
Ifis. Oh, both miss.
Are we supposed to roll initiative for this round or
no? No, we're just doing it. Okay. Go ahead and roll the hit.
Not getting flying king, right?
Three?
Yes, sir. Three around, right?
And are there three injured people that I can target?
No. Not really. Okay. There really aren't any injured people at the moment.
Oh.
Taya killed hers this round, Victor killed his this round, and they were all new people, so.
pull that out.
There might be one to Iphis, though. If you help Iphis specifically, she might...
I'll shoot Iphis' target once and okay. one other guy twice.
Okay. Go ahead.
The shot on Iphis' target. Hit. Victor. Other two shots.
One hit one. On Victor.
And a three hit.
Oh, I swung and shoot back.
AC 3.
7 points. AC 3 is a hit. And.
So how many times do you use it in a combat or combats?
3 damage times 5 of me. Oh, and then my other attack.
Roll a d20. 7.
That's okay. So.
What's your save versus spell?
9, but that's before the plus 2 from the cape.
Okay.
3 damage, 5 of me, second attack missed.
Okay. So 15 points.
You ready for Ron's damage?
And you were. Yes.
15 points on the first one, I missed the second one.
It's plus 1. They're plus 1.
I guess that's bad for you.
What were you doing? I'm sorry, you're here.
Mine, yep.
Trying to take this guy.
15 damage, yeah, on one of them, and then the second attack. Hurt,
so he's still there. Check out Amal Dan Inc. for incredible opportunities to support the ministry. Unfortunately. But there's how many of you? 3 of you?
5.
5 of you, okay.
4 images.
They are going to try to attack you back. They each get 1 attack. 1 would hit. Is it 5?
Yes.
So you're number 1, reroll number 6. So one of your guys is gone.
Okay.
The other guy attacks once. And you have missed.
4, including me.
Yep. And they're going to be gone anyway, so. Okay.
I don't want that.
Okay.
Your bag?
My bag.
Your iPad.
You guys gonna fill the gap in front of Victor. He attacks and misses.
Something hard hit the ground.
So let me know when you're done. Ready.
Yep, I'm ready.
10 points on Iphis's guy.
Yep.
34 on the other guy.
Okay. So the unwounded guy you killed. The Iphis guy you did not.
It would help if she wasn't with him.
Her damage potential is not great.
No?
Not face to face.
She's stabbing.
Not compared to you guys.
She relies on backstabs.
Yeah, she's a short sword dagger. She only took the melee line because.
That's all
melee line.
Yeah, you definitely needed to block the horde.
Well, I could have.
But you were shooting your bow, which is you're much more effective at. She would be much more effective shooting her bow for that.
Yeah. Because she can do
but she just. It's working out okay. She has not hit as often as she should have, and her damage potential is not great. So she's only killed like 4 or 5 total.
Becky, just for realism's sake, can you hold Leon's miniature upside down above the table the whole time, please? Thank you.
Get Ren's well
here. Yes, like that. Thank you.
No.
Sorry, for reality purposes, all the blood rushing to your head, you pass out.
Yeah. I propped him up.
There I'm pretty sure spider climb fixes that.
But that's really point blank range there.
Got straight down from like 8 feet.
It's like straight down from 2 inches.
Well, it's 40 foot tall. So.
He does have.
Oh, you mean this is not this miniature is not to scale?
Yeah.
I see.
And the ceiling's 40 foot tall, right?
In the hallway is 20.
Oh, we're in the hallway now.
Yes, you're in the hallway now.
So
advanced.
So, wow,
your bow
20.
Is.
So 14,
6 feet away, basically. They're
say,
just
they're
barely.
7 feet. They're like 7 feet away from my bow. So
yeah,
just
they were,
well, that's good because your minimum is 6.
That's right. No. If it was 5 feet, you couldn't shoot them.
Well, I'm not directly above them. I could be like 5 feet over this way.
Yeah.
But it'd be funny. It's like 7 feet from me to Jay or me to Josh away.
I just imagine Bowman being like this.
Okay.
Yeah.
Why isn't this working?
I'm Legolas in here. And I've seen Legolas walk out of sea.
Okay, so the water is subsiding.
You didn't need to.
The creatures are clearly getting weaker. These guys run.
Let's see what
none of those can run without a pre-hack. Okay, so the guy in front of Victor is going to try to run. In fact, all three of them are going to try to run. Do you want pre-hacks? Any pre-hack?
Yeah.
I'll give you at least 2.
You said it's pre-hack?
Yes.
I was stretching.
Preaching. Yeah. This is Ron.
I am
Trying to grab anything. Failing hopelessly. Oh,
yeah. Well,
for 15.
Do I get a free hex?
Just like Lorelai, yes, I wasn't you preaching.
Can, you can actually get two free hex.
You can't preach either.
Hit.
Stone him.
Four times four.
No, it's the same number from before because it's the same round. So how many did you have? You have three left.
Yeah, there's three left. So with me,
okay,
so there's four times four.
Okay, right.
16 points on the first one.
You actually killed one because you already
hit him. That one missed.
No. Okay.
Yes. That would hit 87.
If I got a second one, it was another 15.
She's already killed like
Taya.
No. You're a melee beast. You need strength.
There are two of them that are running away in front of you. Would you like to free hack?
Strength is a nine.
Up to three times. You can hit them each once.
I have bodybuilding.
You wounded the one significantly already, so there's a chance you'll finish him off.
16.
She has spare strength.
What I need is a magic item that gives me strength.
Yeah,
you need a girdle.
This is how mages do things.
You need a girdle.
Yeah.
Girdle with giant strength.
Okay, so the weaker, the one that you had already significantly hit is dead.
This is how mages do things.
Alright, so there are a total of three, six, seven of them that are running away. Oh, eight. A total of them are eight running away.
Don't you said structural.
Right into Ryan's face.
Okay. Now it is, I mean, it's possible, they don't run, they kind of jog, so it is possible to hunt them down and kill them if that's what you want to do.
Shoot them in the back!
Stay tuned for more Lomunian adventures. Stay tuned for more Lomunian adventures.